This is plugging in. All right. Well, happy Sunday. Hope everybody could hear me just fine. That was my handsome husband greeting everybody on to the Sunday night call. We want to thank Brian McClure for keeping this call going. He is an incredible man. For those of you that aren't aware, I'm sure you are, he is the number one income earner a very long time for Ambit Energy and is now an Ambit ambassador, one of the first. There's three of them so far, and I'll tell you, he has steered this ship for many, many years, and we are incredibly grateful. In fact, the very first presentation that Kevin and I got to go to, it was over 10 years ago, but Brian McClure was doing the closing of that business presentation, and thank goodness we got to hear from, you know, just strong leaders back then, because it made all the difference. And so what we're going to talk about, Kevin and I, we're national consultants in the business now, but we started just like a lot of you on this call, zero customers, zero consultants, and zero clue of how to do Ambit Energy. Now, I have been in network marketing a lot. I've sold every lotion, potion, powder, pill, gadget, gizmo, buy a lot, let it rot, auto ship until you drop. I even sold green eggs and ham to Sam I Am. So I really thought when I joined Ambit Energy, I used the words, I got this. And I didn't. I absolutely didn't. And it really took, you know, plugging into things like this and going to the events that corporate runs, even just local trainings were something. And we've got a couple of those that we're going to talk about today. I'm going to be talking about plugging in an event, and then my husband is going to take over the call and close us out with his golden nuggets. But I'll tell you how important plugging in was for me. When we joined Ambit Energy, Kevin and I learned about this from a stranger. She was a single mom, volunteering, didn't have a job, had a paid-off Escalade, and she looked like a Barbie. And we learned just enough about her in that first conversation that we had when she was a stranger. And honestly, people are only strangers until you meet them, right? And so we got to hear a little bit about her, and I started to pick up on a couple of things. I'm like, wait a minute. So you don't have a job and you have this beautiful car. Hold on a minute. You don't have a job and you're here on it. It was a Sunday when I met her. And I remember thinking, gosh, this girl has more time and more money than I do. I need to do whatever she's doing. And she invited me to become a customer, not a consultant. Okay. I want to make sure you guys know she was only offering me the chance to save money. Mentioned nothing about making money. I was the one that said, hold on, chick. Okay, I've been in enough things before. What if I sign up and then I sign myself up as my own customer? Can I do that? And she's like, well, yeah, you can. And I mean, how many times do you guys get that from when you're talking to someone about a customer that they switch themselves to a consultant? Probably almost never, right? I was incredibly pushy. In fact, I didn't even have time to go to a business presentation. I remember thinking, oh gosh, she's inviting me to go see this, you know, and she said, for you to join, you have to come see it. That's not true. There are so many ways that you can see the business presentation now. We've got, you know, websites and everything. So fast forward, you know, 10 years later, here we are, you know, in, you know, the world of technology. You can see it on Zoom, you can see, but we have a live business presentation that is coming up. So I want to invite all of you guys to get to it in the Houston area. Corporate is allowing us to be part of the first BP that is coming back, coming right out of COVID. All right, and they're putting it in the Houston area, and we're very, very excited to be a part of that because it's going to, you know, it's going to kind of, you know, get everybody plugging in again, right? And those business presentations are fantastic because it's the way I saw the business. It's not the way you have to see the business, but it's a great way to see the business. And if you, you know, if you're in driving distance of Houston, Texas, please get to it. It's going to be at the Galleria. It's June 24th. It's going to start at 7:30. I mean, it's, you know, we're picking up right where we left off, basically. If you've got team in the area, you know, when you start realizing if you could get them plugged in to the right events, the right local, you know, the right local trainings, you know, and even conference calls like this is fantastic. And also encourage them to get to the corporate events, Ambition, Simulcast. They're making it super duper easy now. You're just going to, you know, you're going to have your choice whether you're going to log in, you know, remote from home, or you could go attend live. You can still get your live ticket. I'm going to tell you guys, me and Kevin are going to be there live. Not only are we, you know, excited to be on stage to get our yellow jackets because we've, you know, we've hit millionaire status for Ambit Energy, but we're mostly excited to get back together again. I mean, the biggest thing I miss are, you know, are the people, like, you know, really just kind of, you know, being around them. You know, of course we're going to, you know, still respect social distancing for those of you that I definitely expect me to give a few hugs out. I know it's, you know, it's a little scary out there, but I'll tell you, I'm excited to see everyone again because we almost missed our first Ambition because somebody, you know, kept telling me, oh, you got to go to Ambition. You know, my sponsor was telling me, oh, you got to go to Ambition. Everybody was telling me, you got to go to Ambition. I finally, you know, started just, they were wearing me down. And I remember saying, I'm not going to go to Ambition because I don't need it. I don't need another rah-rah. I'm already in. That's not what Ambition is. It's not just a rah-rah. You guys, it's so much more. There's going to be training. They're going to feed us for both days. It's a two-day event. I'm excited because Ambit really, I mean, they definitely host off-the-chain events. I'm excited. My husband's excited. We're definitely not going to miss it. That, you know, we came in knowing that we needed something different. We were both working, you know, 10 years ago. We were both exhausted. You know, we had four kids at the time. And we did not see an end in sight for us. We were just like, gosh, I guess we just work until we die. What do we do? You know, and a flat tire would have ruined us before Ambit. Any deviation of the monthly budget would have just destroyed us. I'll tell you, my husband has always been good at making money. I was just always better at spending it. That's just the bottom line. And kids, they eat money. I don't know what they do at night. We wake up, it's gone, right? So Ambit was definitely something we needed to get in and get going on. And thank God it worked out. But it's always been because we have plugged in. We've plugged in. We've gone to events, you know, want to or not. Because I remember telling people, I'm not going to that Ambition, but I'm so glad we did. I did a turnaround trip that very first year. I couldn't go for all the days. I remember thinking, we're just going to go, we're going to walk in, we're going to check in, because you have to check in for the event. So if you guys are going to stream it remote, that's fine. Just make sure you check in as yourself. You're going to go in, log in through your own C number at events.ambitenergy.com. If you're not already registered, get registered. Attendee only bonuses come out of being, you know, being somebody that attended Ambition. But registration bonuses are surely to start. You've got to be registered for the event in order to benefit from some of the promotions that are out. You've got to attend the event in order to benefit from some of the promotions that are out. So make sure you don't just register, you actually also attend. They're not going to let you switch your ticket. So decide now if you're going to go live or if you're going to go, you know, through stream. Either way is fine. One way or the other, please get to Ambition, because if we wouldn't have done that very first year, I could tell you we may not be here today. We may not have been here today. And there's a lot of distractions along the way that come up. I did an entire training on obstacles, you know, to the top. I mean, there's so many reasons why you can put Ambit Energy on the back burner and just, you know, kind of, you know, try to figure out great excuses as to why not to do your Ambit business or work on it. But I'll tell you, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You want to continue to focus forward, because there is so many benefits as to why Ambit can change the trajectory of your future. Gosh, I think I even said that word right. That's not a word I use every day. But it's, you know, it's something that me and my husband, we've lived it. So I want to make sure that you guys understand plugging in, getting people to, you know, getting people to these corporate events are important. Get them to the local BPs. We're going to have one. We're very, 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 very excited, okay, that it's going to be in the Houston area. There's going to be more to come. Corporate has already started setting everything up, and it's, you know, it's going to be awesome. We're waiting to see who's, you know, who's still out there, because we've had a crazy, you know, 2020, and here we are, you know, 2021, trying to see, take a pulse on the company and see who's all out there. We're proud to be Ambit Energy Consultants, especially with the position that we've just come out of in Texas. Vistra responded beautifully. Ambit is on top with their customers. They're taking care of things. I mean, we've never been so proud to be consultants in our life than just recently. So I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to my husband. You guys, my story was all over the place. Just know we almost didn't go to Ambition. We're glad we did. Now we're millionaires. We're national consultants. And we are excited to see y'all at the top. Kevin, are you there?
I am here.
What?
Can you hear me?
Can you give the address to the Galleria for this for the 24th of coming up and tell us for Ambition?
I had it on my screen, and I was sitting here waiting for you to give the address. All right, so if you're in the greater Houston area, if you're within driving distance, it's going to be at the Omni Houston Hotel Galleria. That's 4 Riverway, Houston, Texas, 77056. And it's going to be Thursday, June 24th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., okay? So put that on your calendar. If you want the flyer, you can go find it on the Your Ambit page. The flyer is up there on the Your Ambit page, and we'll keep reposting it to remind you guys that the very first live meeting of 2021 is going to be here right here in Houston, Texas. So, great job, sweetheart. Listen, she hit the nail on the head. If you guys didn't know it, when Rose was there talking to that stranger that she mentioned, I was there also talking to that stranger. And I didn't want anything to do with another network marketing company, right? So Rose and I have been married for almost 30 years. She's been in everything, right? And none of it worked. So I was not interested at all in network marketing. I was like, listen, I'll let you do it. Here's my credit card. Just don't max it out. But no thanks. And when she came home that night after that Tuesday night, we met her on a Sunday. She joined on a Tuesday. When she came home, she was a little more excited about this business than most of the other ones, because she didn't have to tell me she also has to buy thousands of dollars worth of stuff after she joined, right? She was really excited, and I was like, okay, let me go take a look at this. And, you know, I was sitting here while she was talking, just kind of thinking back to what it was like to kind of see if I could, you know, maybe give you guys some nuggets on really how to change how you look at your business. And back then, when we went to our very first Ambition, this is why we're so excited about this Ambition. The very first Ambition we went to, there's about 3,000 people. And hands down, out of the last 10 Ambitions we've been to, that's still the single best Ambition we've ever been to. Okay, now don't get me wrong, we loved winning, you know, the Crystal Sphere Award. That was amazing. We loved winning EC Power Team. That was amazing. But still, as an Ambition, that was the best one because it was small, right? We were able to get around and mingle and meet with a lot more people. And the fact that Ambit's trying to bring that back to this Ambition is huge, right? And on top of that, they're going to go the extra mile for those people that either can't get there or just don't want to travel yet. And they're literally going to give you guys a backstage pass with extra access and your own prizes and things like that. It's amazing, right? So that very first Ambition, because of the people that we met in Ambit, the leaders that we met in Ambit, Rose literally got a, you know, if you've never seen it before, they had this one magazine with the original, I think, 6 or 8 yellow jackets and Ambit on it. And Rose literally grabbed that thing at that very first Ambition, and she ran around and she got everybody to sign that magazine. I think it was at a first or second Ambition. I thought she was crazy. But what I didn't realize is at the time, she was actually, you know, really kind of laying the foundation for our future, right? And at the time, we kind of thought of ourselves as consultants. We were Ambit consultants because I think we were RCs at our first Ambition, SCs at our second Ambition. And, you know, we just kind of considered ourselves as consultants. And then, you know, we started listening to the trainings and learning about vision boards and all that stuff. And, you know, while I was sitting here thinking, I was just like, well, so we knew the whole time why we were doing the business. Okay. We were really doing the business for our kids. So we had a vision board and we have everything that kind of made us tick on our vision board. And that kind of made me think there's a reason why you do the business. And there's another reason of what you want to get out of the business. And, you know, I've talked for the last couple of days about really treating your business like a business, kind of changing your mindset from thinking just like a consultant to thinking like a business owner. And I think that's critically important because, you know, when you know what you want and you know why you want it, you're going to go figure out how to get it. And I was looking at our back office the other day, and it's kind of crazy. It's really neat to log in and see that $1 million jacket filled all the way up to the top, right? I mean, it's just like, wow, we did it. You know, we never took our eye off the ball because every time we accomplished something, when we got to RC, we set our sights on SC. When we got to SC, we set our sights on EC. You know, when we got to EC, you know, we set our sights on NC, but that took a long time. You know, so, you know, when we have the opportunity along the way, you know, anytime we could win, you know, or position ourselves to win a 5-star trip, we set our sights on that. And we just did whatever it took to get to that goal, whatever it was. You know, we've been on, I think, 6 or 7 5-star trips, but it's thanks to our team. We wouldn't be able to do all this stuff without our team, but the fact is that we set the goal and we were like, okay, we're number 48 on the 5-star list. We got to get to number 10 or above. What do we have to do? Well, they give you the roadmap. They give you the point list, you know, that you need to follow to get enough points to get on that 5-star trip. So every single day we turned it into a game. I was literally in power zone 10, 15, 20 times a day trying to figure out who the heck's still ahead of me. What do we need to do to get ahead of the person that's ahead of us? Do I need to put a customer in? Do we need to sponsor a consultant? So we were kind of on the whatever it takes plan, right? But we did it because we wanted something, right? The why is what kept us motivated. The why is what kept us from quitting. But the what we wanted was what kept driving us forward, right? And you know, I thought about that because when I was a business owner, when I owned my software company, I was on the whatever it takes plan every 2 weeks to get all the bills and all the people paid, right? And if you think about it, in your current life today, that's what you're in. If you own a business, I guarantee you're on that whatever it takes plan, right? Every single 2 weeks or every month or however often you pay your employees or however often you get paid, you know, even as an employee, you're on the whatever it takes plan to make sure you get that paycheck. And you just have to take that you know, way that you treat your current job or your business and just translate that into Ambit. And as soon as you do that, your entire business is going to change. Right? Because during the COVID in 2020, we made more money in 2020 than we did in 2019 in Ambit. Okay, and in 2021, we're going to make more than we did in 2020. Now, why is that? The entire world was shut down. Okay, everybody knows the entire world was shut down with COVID. I mean, it was gridlocked in every city and state across the United States and around the globe. So what should have happened is we should have lost money. Our income should have went down, but it didn't because why? You're in the greatest freaking business on the entire planet. In February or March, when the you know, the whole world started to shut down, Rose and I were sitting on our back porch going, man, drinking a cup of coffee going, how blessed are we that 10 years ago we met a complete stranger. God put us in the right place at the right time talking to the right person because she wasn't trying to recruit me. She was actually trying to recruit Rose, right? As a matter of fact, in 10 years, no one's ever tried to recruit me, not even to any other business. They're like, hey, what's your wife up to? Right? Like, I'm chopped liver, but, you know, they're always trying to recruit Rose because she's the outgoing one. That's why we make a good team. Right? So you got to figure out what you want. What is it? When we first started, I remember sitting at a Wendy's, I think it was, and we had already put in a bunch of customers. We'd already put in a bunch of consultants, and I was sitting there with my hand, my head in my hands, and I was like, you know, I don't know, right? I just wish that a customer or a consultant would come in my business without me having to do anything. And I swear to God, I'm getting goosebumps right now. So I swear to God, right after I said that, my phone dinged. And it was a freaking customer, right? It was a customer that my kids, one of their teachers had been bugging for months to take a look at this business or to become a customer for their parents, right? So our kids, we would give them like Build-A-Bears if their teachers would become our customers. We would give them Build-A-Bears. So my daughters were constantly pestering their teachers. And it just so happened when I was just like literally praying that something in my business would happen without my help, it happened. So right there, we were like, oh my God, it works. Right? Oh, wow, it actually works. So we kept on going, and we kept on building, and we kept on meeting people, and we kept on inviting people. And we have people right now that join us before they even see the presentation. Literally, when they see the presentation, they're already in the business. So don't build your business one day a week or 2 days a week. Listen, we have Zoom meetings on Mondays and Wednesdays, right? And there's people that join our business, and then the Zoom meeting on Monday or Wednesday, that's the first time they've ever seen the presentation. There's going to be people that come to this power rally on the 24th, and that's going to be their first introduction to the business. As a matter of fact, I had someone join my business last night around midnight that's been a customer for at least a year. Didn't even know about the business. And she's kicking herself for not knowing about the business, but she's not wasting any time. She jumped in the business, and she's ready to hit the ground running. So here's what I'm telling you guys is there's still a ton of people out there that are looking for you. And the only way that you're going to find them is if you use the why you're in the business to motivate you, but then you got to figure out what it is that you want. Because the why is not enough. The why is to keep you from quitting. The what, I wanted a truck, right? We got my truck. You know, we wanted to move to a bigger house. We moved to a bigger house, right? We wanted to help put our son, you know, our daughter, rather, through college. We put her through college, or we're putting her through college, right? What is it that you want that's going to drive you? Our first thing that we were after on our residual income was a car payment. I wanted that sucker to pay my car. We made thousands of dollars in weekly income before our residual got to the point where it could make a car payment. But once it got to that car payment, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, this was it. Okay, so the ambition was the big driver. Every time we went to ambition, we kind of expanded our view of what Emmett could do. Right? We wanted to get into the black tie dinner because, you know, Rose called them unicorns. Every time we went there, we saw something else that we wanted. Man, I want to be on stage. I'd love to win an award. That would be amazing to win a Pure Energy Award. How cool would that be? And we won a Pure Energy Award. You know what? And we wanted to get in the black tie dinner. Man, we're in the black tie dinner. Then we wanted to win a bigger award. And, you know, thank God we, you know, that whatever requirements it takes, but we won one of the bigger awards. And then we, you know, we just kept setting our sights and moving that goal and setting our sights and moving that goal. I mean, I've never done network marketing before in my life. I've run a business. And guess what? This is a business. Your network marketing business is yours. You are a part-time energy business owner. So when you're talking to people, act like a business owner. If you owned a restaurant, would you just invite your friends and family members and coworkers and neighbors to eat at your restaurant? No, you would invite everybody. Would you shut your business down if your burgers or your sandwiches were more expensive than the place down the street? Would you just give up and just shut your business down and go out of business? No, you wouldn't. Do you think I can go find a loaf of bread cheaper at the grocery store down the street than I can at HEB? Yep, I sure can. But if HEB is close enough to my house and you know, they've got everything I want, I'm going to buy my bread there, or even if it's a little more expensive. The electricity is the same dang way, right? People join you. People set their electricity service up with you because it's you. Not because it's Ambit Energy. Okay? And when that comes from thinking like a business owner, they're doing business with me. right? Not with Microsoft. I built all my products that I used in Microsoft tools, right? All my software development was done in Microsoft tools. Were they buying my software because Microsoft built the tools? No, they were buying it because I built the software. Because I stood in front of the board of directors and sold them the software. Because I told them that all my support techs were the best support techs on the entire planet. And that's what you need to do. They're starting their business because of you. They're becoming your customer because of you. They're going to stay with Ambit Energy because of you. And they're going to tell their friends and family members and coworkers, neighbors about this amazing person that set them up with electricity or that helped them change their life because of you. Right? Can you sleep better at night if that happens and that changes your life and you change a bunch of other lives? Yep. So listen, I'm gonna kind of kick it back over to Rose in case she wants to say anything, but here's my challenge to you. Stop thinking like a consultant and start thinking like a business owner. Business owners are going to invest in their business. That's exactly what that ambition ticket is, whether you want to go to the live event or you're going to stay home and do the virtual event. But no matter what, you already know you're going. Buy your ticket. Right? If you know you're going to be in Ambit Energy, but by until, you know, after August, buy your ticket. If you're serious about building a business in Ambit and making extra money and building residual income, buy your ticket. Stop thinking about it. Right? And listen, I'm beyond excited. Ask Rose. It takes a lot to get me excited. Right? And I'm beyond excited to go to this ambition because I haven't been around, you know, real people other than, you know, my close family members for the last, you know, what, 12 or 14, 16 months, however long it's been, I lost track of it. But I'm excited about the 24th. Thank you, Ambit Corporate Office, for blessing us and putting that meeting here in Houston, Texas. I mean, we're stoked about that. We're leaving Wednesday to go to Dallas, Texas to get fitted for our Yellow Jackets. Man, I'm still pinching myself because we actually made it. And then Ambition, man, that's just the icing on the cake for 2021 for us. Now, I want to give a quick shout out to Aldridge Jack, who is literally less than 10 consultants away from executive consultant. Dude, if you see him on Facebook or you have him friended, give him a huge shout out and just tell him to rock it, man. His goal is to get there by the end of this month. So I'm going to turn it back over to my wonderful wife, Rose Duncan.
Woo! Yes. Oh, gosh. Don't let me get started on shout outs because then we got a shout out to our boys, Justin and Joshua Duncan. We got Julian Emerson Fuentes. Christina Barajas is the girl that put me in. Okay. You guys, there's just so many people that we could start thanking for our success. And that's what makes this business incredible. You do not get to where we're at by yourself. You're in business for yourself, but never by yourself. I love that saying. I never get tired of it. You know, we've got so many people to thank, including, you know, the leaders along the way, like Brian McClure, who has kept this call going. You guys, this is one of the calls that we've been plugging into since the beginning when we were little kids in Ambit, okay? So I want you guys to keep plugging into things until you're invited to host them, and then keep plugging into them after that, too, because it's a dream come true to be, you know, looked at as, you know, as a leader that could share the screen or share the stage or you know, just share any session of leadership to share, you know, what we've done along the way that works and you know, don't struggle like we did to success. You guys, we did it wrong enough, long enough, and we got there eventually, thank goodness. But, you know, Justin Title, Sherry and Justin Title actually brought the system to our area, and we learned it maybe halfway to senior. We were well into the business before we actually learned how to do the proven system. So, you guys, we've got a lot of great training that's available. You can go to teamambit.com. There's clips of that. We had a guy that we talked to the other day, and he even said, "My gosh, I learned so much from y'all's Millionaire Mastermind. Thank you so much for hosting that every year." He's like, it's exactly what I needed at exactly this time. And a lot of us are looking, you know, to link on, you know, somewhere. I want to make sure you guys all know you can call us anytime, contact us. We're on Facebook. We're all over social media. People are tagging me and everything. You can reach me. You can reach us through getonambit@gmail.com. But we're available to help because we know what it feels like to want to start getting plugged back in and get to things. And we will give you every resource that we've got available. You're welcome to do it. We run Team Ambit because, you know, it's community. Ambit is a community. And so we love, you know, we love just growing with others. So I want you guys to get to the event that are being put out there right now, the 24th being the first and next one that we can get to, and then Ambition after that. But thank you, Kevin, for just you always know it. This guy, he's not just handsome, you guys, he's smart too. He's the reason we are where we're at, along with the rest of our team. But he is he's a great guy to be around. So I hope we get to see you at Ambition. So we'll go ahead and unmute the line so we could all say bye to each other.
Awesome. All right. You heard it, and I recorded it. She said I was awesome. All right. So let me unmute.